is old. Gotta be gentle with that thing. The House will come to order. Members, please take your seats as you have. Members and visitors in the galleries, please, members and visitors, please rise for the prayer today, given by Representative Chase Tremont from his seat. Representative Tremont, you're recognized for the prayer.
Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to be here to serve others. We pray a special blessing of safety and protection upon our families as we're away from them and to everybody in this room as we travel to and from. And Lord, as we gather here today and remember the history of the people that met here, the leaders that met here in the middle, that may not be our history, Lord. I pray that our story is one of the leaders who met our challenges head on and we overcame them. And we did it with grace, with confidence, yet with great humility, recognizing that our victory is always, will always be in you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Representative. Now the clerk will call the roll slowly, and the members will indicate their presence. We're going to do it. Please be seated. You can be seated while we do that.
Speaker Renner,
here.
Representatives Abbott,
here.
Altman,
here.
Alvarez,
here.
Amnesty,
here.
Anderson,
here.
Andrade,
here.
Antone,
here.
Arrington,
here.
Baker,
here.
Bankson,
here.
Barnaby,
here.
Bartleman,
here.
Basabi, Bell,
here.
Beltran,
here.
Benjamin,
present.
Burfield,
here.
Black,
here.
Barrero,
here.
Botana,
here.
Brackett,
here.
Bracy Davis,
here.
Brannon,
here.
Buchanan,
here.
Busada Cabrera,
here.
Campbell, Kennedy,
here.
Caruso,
here.
Casello, Cassell,
here.
Chamberlain,
here.
Chambliss,
here.
Cheney,
here.
Clemens,
here.
Cross,
here.
Daly,
here.
Daniels,
here.
Driscoll,
here.
Duggan,
here.
Dunkley,
here.
Edmonds,
here.
Escamani, Esposito,
here.
Fabricio,
here.
Fine,
here.
Franklin, Gant,
here.
Garcia,
Seven.
Garrison,
here.
Gilombardo,
here.
Gonzalez Pittman, Gossett Seidman, Gottlieb,
here.
Grant,
here.
Gregory,
here.
Griffiths, Harris,
here.
Hart,
here.
Hinson,
here.
Holcomb,
here.
Hanshofsky,
here.
Jacques,
here.
Joseph,
here.
Killebrew,
here.
Coster,
here.
Lamarca,
here.
Leek,
here.
Lopez J,
here.
Lopez V,
here.
Maggard,
here.
Maney,
here.
Masullo, McLean,
here.
McClure,
here.
McFarland,
here.
Mello,
here.
Michael,
here.
Mooney,
here.
Nixon, Overdorf,
yes, sir.
Payne,
here.
Perez,
here.
Persons Mollica,
here.
Plakin, Placencia, Porras,
here.
Rayner,
here.
Redondo,
here.
Rizzo,
here.
Roach,
present.
Robinson F,
here.
Robinson W,
here.
Rommel,
here.
Roth, Rudman,
here.
Salzman,
here.
Schoaf,
here.
Silvers,
here.
Saroy,
here.
Skidmore,
here.
Smith,
here.
Snyder.
Here.
Stark.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Stevenson.
Here.
Tant.
Here.
Temple.
Here.
Tomko.
Here.
Trabulsi.
Here.
Tremont.
Here.
Trunow.
Here.
Tuck.
Here.
Valdez.
Present.
Waldron.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
Woodson. Yarkovsky.
Here.
Jaeger.
Here.
Get your hall pass.
Hundred 112 members voting. A quorum is present, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. And members, welcome to the old school Florida House. Now you know how the roll is called. Those that have seen the desks know what those look like. And in 1901, if you're imagining what the members were looking like, if you direct your attention to our Speaker Pro Tem Clemens, you can see what a legislator looked like. We love you, brother. All right, members, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance today will be led by Colin Bernard from Tallahassee at the invitation of Representative Clemens, Julia Bonfante from Tallahassee at the invitation of Representative Soroy, Safa Hampton from Tallahassee at the invitation of Representative Clemens, and Coy Welch from Lakewood Ranch at the invitation of Representative Killebrew. Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
please take your seats, members. Members, today we have the privilege of convening session inside the historic Capitol to celebrate the bicentennial of Tallahassee as the seat of government of the great state of Florida. This is a special and unique opportunity, and today we make history. The last time the Florida House of Representatives conducted any official business was the last day they conducted official business in this building on December 13, 1977. So welcome back. And this is interesting. 200 years ago, before Tallahassee was designated as our state capital, Florida's original legislative council consisted of members from two capitals, St. Augustine and Pensacola, each representing East and West Florida. In order to conduct business, the delegation from one city would travel to the other by boat around the peninsula. The whole peninsula, I asked. Sadly, when the Legislative Council met in July of 1822, the boat of one of the members from St. Augustine, Thomas Little, who was a nephew of President James Madison, was lost at sea. That event triggered an exploratory committee for a central location for Floridians to meet. Two years later, in 1824, Tallahassee was chosen as the new capital city, halfway between Pensacola and St. Augustine. And if you look in Cascade Park, you'll see where our real estate, our meets and bounds, and the quadrants are at point zero, essentially. Originally built in 1845, the same year Florida gained statehood, the first stage of this historic capital building was completed at a cost of $50,000. In 1901, the legislature approved the expansion of the Capitol, and the room we are sitting in today looks and feels as it would have when the expanded Capitol opened in 1902. Right, Chuck? The name Tallahassee is derived, sorry, he can take it. The name Tallahassee is derived from a word used by the Greek tribe meaning old town. For two centuries, this old town has been at the center of new ideas with millions of hopeful Americans and Floridians, making Florida the best state in the nation. So, welcome. And with that, are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, shall the journal approved? Are there reports of standing committees and subcommittees?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there motions relating to committee and subcommittee references? Are there matters on reconsideration? Are there bills or joint resolutions on third reading?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there bills on the special order calendar?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there resolutions?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Read the resolution.
By Representative Tant, House Resolution 8001, a resolution recognizing the Tallahassee-Leon County Bicentennial and envisioning the powerful next chapter of Florida's capital community.
Representative Tant, you are recognized for the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is my first time presenting from the front, so I get to turn around. I was like, how am I going to make my case when I have to turn around? So thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this resolution recognizes the bicentennial of my beloved community, Tallahassee and Leon County, as well as the establishment of our state government here. It is a profound, profound honor for me to be able to celebrate the rich history of this community that I treasure so much. In 1821, Florida became a U.S. territory. And a few years later, in 1823, the Legislative Council of the territory appointed commissioners to select the most eligible and convenient locations for the center of Tallahassee, of Florida, to become the government for the government seat for the territory. These commissioners, Dr. William Simmons of Pensacola, Representative Salzman, and John Lee Williams of St. Augustine, Representative Stevenson, then the two most populous places in our state, left their hometowns on horseback to find and meet in the middle. And they were charged with setting up a camp in St. Mark's, and then after that, they scouted the area to find the right place, and they selected this most perfect location, in my view, for our state capital. These commissioners decided on this, and this was then an old Seminole village in Tallahassee called the Tallahassee Talufa, and was close to a small cascade known, in fact, as Cascade Park, which is the jewel of this city of Tallahassee's amazing park system. In March of 1824, Governor Duval proclaimed that the Legislative Council would hold its next meeting in Tallahassee. And in May of 1824, 1 square mile of federal land was provided by an act of Congress to establish Tallahassee as the state capital. In December of 1824, the boundaries of Leon County were drawn to encompass both the city and the new capital of Florida. Now, 200 years later, this is a monumental year for Tallahassee, Leon County, and our state government. It was only as I was preparing my remarks for today that the enormity of this gift of presenting this resolution became not just a point of pride for me, but also quite personal. We are the first legislative body to meet in this chamber to conduct the people's business since 1977, and my husband, Barry Richard, was a member, the last member of a class of legislators to serve in this very body to conduct the business. Isn't that fun? So this is a moment I never could have imagined and for which I'm enormously grateful, and it is a full circle moment for my little family, and so I'm very grateful for that. And so, members, that is the resolution.
Are there questions of the sponsor? You laugh, Representative Escamani, you disappoint me. Representative Escamani, in questions.
Representative Tant, thank you for this great resolution. Why is the capital in
I'm not sure the question goes to the resolution.
Okay, thank you.
Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Is there debate? Representative Fine.
Don't even try it.
You disappoint me, too. You're recognized to close on your resolution.
The raucousness and the fun of this is what makes this fun to be in this chamber, right? So thank you, Mr. Speaker. While I could go on for hours, members, about the wonder of this community that I love so much, filled with amazing thought leaders, policy masters, brilliant academicians, talented tradeswomen and men, students learning at world-class universities, artists and authors, renowned scientists, civil rights leaders, championship sports teams, and wonderful citizens with giant hearts, I won't. What I will do instead is end with a note of gratitude to the Legislative Council of the Territory of Florida, who sent out its commissioners, who then found this spectacular spot in the middle between Pensacola and St. Augustine to seat the government of Florida. And it's with a humble request, also with great honor and pride, that I ask for your support for this resolution. Thank you.
Having closed on the resolution, Representative Tant moves adoption of H.R. 8001. All in favor say yay.
Yay!
I got that one. All opposed, no. Show the resolution is adopted. Congratulations. So much, Representative Tan, for working on this, and I want to make a few further introductions. Please give a warm Florida House welcome to our Mayor, Mayor Daley. Welcome to the Florida House. We were commenting with the staff about opening day and how for them it's like planning a wedding. There's a lot of details, a lot of effort and painstaking and so forth. And that happened with respect to what's happening here today and the entirety of the Bicentennial celebration, which has been done by the Bicentennial Committee. So I don't have in front of me all of your names, but I would ask you, I see Frank Terraferma, who I know there, but I'd ask everybody on the Bicentennial Committee to please stand and be recognized for your excellent work in making this possible today. Maybe Representative Shope is going to recognize you, so I may have stolen his thunder. Representative Shope, are you here? You want to please read everyone's name out so we can recognize them officially?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As you mentioned, we have our mayor, Tallahassee Mayor John Daley. Mayor Daley, would you mind standing up? And if you'll hold your applause, I'm going to introduce the rest. We have Leon County Commission Chair Carolyn Cummings, and Visit Tallahassee Executive Director Carrie Post. Also joining us are members of the Bicentennial Legislative Task Force who have volunteered their time to draft portions of Representative Tant's resolution and help make all of the events happen today to celebrate this special anniversary. They are Mark Ard, Historic Capitol Museum Director Tiffany Baker, Candace Grouse, Frank Terraferma, and Courtney Thomas. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Once again, thank you guys. And I don't know how many history buffs we have in the room. I know Representative Tant loves this stuff as I do, and I'm sure many of you do, to be a part of, truly a part of history today and the first time we've returned since this building closed for business. And I have a special gift for each of you in light of that. So members, in October of 2011, the copper inside of the historic Capitol was removed during a painstaking renovation process. When we decided to host our session here, we procured some of that copper and had it forged in fire to a temperature of over 1,000 degrees to create the commemorative pin you have on your desk. So I hope you will cherish this special piece of history, and as we walk into the future, remember, you will always carry with you a piece of the past rooted in the strong foundation that Florida is built upon. Embrace the challenges and opportunities ahead. There are many. Rely on each other to champion critical issues on behalf of your constituents. For those are the priorities that will set Florida up to succeed for the next 200 years. God bless you, and God bless the great state of Florida. Pretty fun. Thank you, guys. Representative Perez, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House, after receiving reports, adjourn for the purpose of holding committee and subcommittee meetings and conducting other House business to reconvene Wednesday, January 17th at 4 p.m. or upon the call of the chair.
All in favor say yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the motion is approved. The House is adjourned.